South Carolina poll, Donald Trump up 45 points on Nikki Haley in her own backyard. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 14, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is up by a massive margin over his rival, former Governor Nikki Haley, in South Carolina. A recent FAU/Main Street Research survey revealed. The survey asked likely Republican voters who they plan to vote for in the upcoming February 24 primary race, and a majority, 67%, said they support Trump. Haley came a stunning 45 points behind, with 22% choosing her. Another 7% said they do not know who they will support, and 3% said they back another candidate. That survey was taken February 1 to 8, 2024. Among 679 adults in South Carolina. It has a plus or minus 3.8% margin of error and coincides with the latest CBS News survey showing Trump leading Haley in the Palmetto State by a 2-to-1 margin. In that particular survey, Trump garners 65 percentage points to Haley's 30 percentage points, a difference of 35%. As Breitbart News reported, the survey finds that Haley has virtually no advantage going into her home state, as three-quarters of likely GOP voters say Haley being from South Carolina makes no difference to them. Only 1 in 5 say it makes them more likely to vote for her, and 5% say it makes them less likely to vote for her. Additionally, 76% think Haley is clearly not part of the Make America Great Again, MAGA, movement, and the vast majority, 89%, are more concerned with national issues than issues specific to the Palmetto State. Related, Nikki Haley, I'm not going anywhere, I will continue to Super Tuesday. While Haley, who lost in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, is planning to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, regardless of the results of South Carolina's primary, Trump has called her out, noting she is crashing in the polls. Tricky Nikki is crashing in the polls. She is 15 points down to crook Joe Biden, and I'm crushing him in all polls, Trump said in a Tuesday post on Truth Social, adding that she has no reason to make it to the South Carolina primary. The other day, she had almost no people attend her rally. We had thousands and thousands who couldn't even get into the large arena. An embarrassment to her wonderful husband, in Africa. I think he should come back home to help save her dying campaign, Trump added. Related, Trump shades Nikki's non-victory celebration, she can't get away with bullshit.